9 FM W260C Beaver Scene and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. This about sums it up for Californians.
It's crazy. This the rain coming down. It gets really cold out.
Danny Duncan lives in Ventura. A new round of atmospheric rivers has washed out portions of highways, led to car rescues, and raised the risk of landslides. Correspondent Jared Hill.
Overnight, streets turned to streams in the northern part of the state. Flooding caused the Santa Barbara Airport on California's central coast to totally shut down. Rescue teams responded to one area after a CBS News crew spotted a body in the water.
The LA area has gotten as much rainfall as it normally sees all year. Days ahead of the South Carolina primary, Nikki Haley's taking direct aim at Donald Trump over the war in Ukraine and the death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
I don't know why he keeps getting weak in the knees when it comes to Russia. But I'll tell you what, Russia's not getting weak in the knees.
The Kremlin calls claims by Navalny's widow that Vladimir Putin is hiding her husband's body unfounded and vulgar. Investigators say they won't release Navalny's remains for at least 2 weeks. A new disappointment for an American journalist being held in Russia. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
Reporter Evan Gershkovich has had his detention extended until March 30th, according to a Russian court. He's being held on spying charges. They carry a sentence of up to 20 years in prison. He's denied the charges.
A two-day hearing's just begun at court in London on Julian Assange's final appeal against extradition to the U.S. But the WikiLeaks founder isn't there. His lawyer says Assange is unwell and won't attend. One major credit card company says it'll buy another for $35 billion.
Illinois-based Discover joining Virginia-based Capital One would bring together two of the nation's biggest lenders and credit card issuers. With its purchase of Discover, Capital One is betting that Americans will continue to increasingly use their credit cards and keep balances on those accounts to collect interest. The two lenders have had to boost their reserves against the possibility of rising borrower defaults, and that has weighed on their profits. It's unclear whether the deal will pass regulatory scrutiny. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
The Supreme Court hears oral arguments today on how much banks can charge stores when customers pay with plastic. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum says there could be wider implications.
The case about the Federal Reserve's rule on fees for swiping debit cards might ultimately make it easier for businesses to challenge federal regulations now and in the future.
Measles cases have taken off around the world. The World Health Organization reports a 79% increase in the last year. This is CBS News.
This year, Dell Technologies wants to help you do amazing things with their best tech, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors. Amazing prices await at Dell.com/deal.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has new legislative district maps that undo Republican gerrymanders going back more than a decade. Governor Evers signed the new boundaries into law on Monday. He says the results will be a legislature that reflects the will of the voters.
Wisconsin is not a red state. It is not a blue state. Wisconsin is a purple state, and I believe our map should reflect that basic fact.
Evers plans to ask the state Supreme Court to make the maps effective right away instead of waiting until the fall campaigns. Owners of electric and hybrid cars in Wisconsin are getting new license plate stickers. The stickers are required by law to help first responders know what to expect in emergency situations. The stickers should arrive in the mail by June. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Badgers fall in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After losing on the road to Iowa, the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team has dropped out of the top 25 listing. Wisconsin has lost five of their last six games. They host Maryland at the Kohl Center. Marquette falls to the number 7th ranked team in the nation. After losing by 28 to the number 1 ranked UConn Huskies, the Golden Eagles host DePaul tomorrow night. Baseball, reaction to the Brewers signing pitcher Brandon Woodruff to a new 2-year deal while he recovers this year from surgery. surgery to repair his shoulder, Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich.
Yeah, he's a great teammate. Everybody loves having Woody around, and it's just going to be big to have him around this year, you know, whatever capacity, whether, you know, he pitches or not, who knows, but just to have him around and then hopefully have him again next year ready to go will be huge for us. And love playing with him. You know, there's nobody else I'd rather have the ball on the mound than Woody. You know, he's proved it over and over again in big games, and great competitor, great teammate, so it's really nice to have him back.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sunny and mild today. We'll get to 50 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15 here today. Tonight, partly cloudy, 34. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 52. And then on Thursday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high right around 49. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
This is Dom from the Devil's Advocates. Tune in Tuesday, 4 to 6, more coverage of all the goings-on, the great state of Wisconsin, and across the country. The Devil's Advocates.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go,
this
go, go, go.
Is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
No one on this planet is better at meeting fans than Arnold Schwarzenegger. And the reason I say this is because he's very engaging. He grabs your hand, he pulls it in, he looks at you in the eyes, and he gives you exactly what you think you're gonna get. It's awesome to watch. How are you? So great to meet you. Look at you. You're so strong. You pump iron. Aye. This is incredible. It's a red carpet event. Excuse me. How are you? Nice to meet you. You're so strong. People are walking away just staring at their hand. I noticed something. Arnold Schwarzenegger has a handler, a man whose job it is to basically reset Arnold for the next person he's about to meet. Here's the signal. He stands behind him and he squeezes the back of his arm. That lets Arnold know, time to end it, time to move on. With this red carpet, this is incredible, right? Excuse me. Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. And I stick my hand out and he grabs it and he pulls me in, right? And he's like, how are you? So nice to... I recognize you. I know who you are. And in my mind, I'm like, he knows me! But outside, I'm like, yeah, that's me. You are hysterical. You have to be the funniest person I've ever witnessed. Oh, my God, I need your information. Excuse me. Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you.
Fry, the heat is on. This is a statue of Glenn Frey on Route 66 in Arizona. What's the name of that street again in the song he gives? Standing on the corner of Winslow, Arizona. On the corner there on Route 66 is a bronze statue to Glenn Frey. 608 at WRGN. I'm Don Rosen. That comedian you just heard is Gabriel Iglesias. We'll play some cuts from him all this week because we're giving away tickets to see him in concert live Thursday, August 1st at the Wisconsin State Fair. Gave away our first pair of tickets yesterday. Another one coming up this morning. You could be the next winner here at WRJN. Hometown Radio, refreshed. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 49. Looks like, let's say, increasing cloudiness tonight. Lows around 35. Partly sunny with a high near 53 tomorrow. Right now, clear and 26. Yes, you heard right, 53 tomorrow. That's nice. Hey, coming up at 7:06 this morning, just when you thought there were no more video rental stores in Racine, I think we have the last one, the final one. It's only open a couple of hours a week, but they're there. We'll have the owners coming in this morning. Kenny and Heidi Williams will be in to tell why they decided to go into the video rental business when everybody but me is giving up on DVDs. Not only do they rent DVDs, they rent VHS cassettes. VHS. And laser discs. I mean, they're really going retro. Anyway, we'll find out why they're doing it coming up. Plus, I brought two collectibles in with me this morning. Two out of three. I have three collectibles at home that I won't part with. I brought two of them in this morning just to show off here. So that's coming up at 7:06 this morning here at WRJN Radio. Had a wonderful President's Day yesterday. Hope you thought about our presidents. I found out a lot about presidents yesterday. I talked about the ranking of presidents, but I was watching one of the cable channels, and they went into more of the ranking. It was the same ranking I had, but they went into more details on these presidents, and I didn't realize a couple of our presidents were supporters of the Ku Klux Klan. I didn't realize that. There were some that were very racist, too. Some of our presidents, the early presidents, not the ones now. These were early on. And, found some interesting facts about them. But they all agree, Abraham Lincoln, the greatest president ever. Some moved up in the rankings. President Obama moved up in the rankings. Joe Biden was on the list pretty well. Let's see here. George Washington, top five. I always thought he was good. And the reason I'd always loved George Washington was they offered him to be king of America. And he said, no, I won't be your king. I'll be your president, though, for a limited time. Now, had he accepted the job as king, where would we be today? That's why I think he's one of the greatest presidents. He thought down the line and said, no. We're fighting kings. We want to separate from England. We don't want to be part of a kingdom. We want to be America. And so there we go. George Washington. So I think he's one of the best. Plus, he was the first guy to take the job, too. I mean, nobody knew how to do it. Who knew how to be president? He was never in Washington, D.C., though. I think the capital of the country at that time was New York. I could be wrong, but I think it was. You have to talk to an historian on that one. Not me. Okay. You go to the supermarket, you get one of those shopping carts with that funky wheel on the front. So why do so many shopping carts have it? I always seem to get that shopping cart, too, with the little funky wheel at the beginning. Turns out it's usually because the metal caster plate under the wheel got bent from normal use. It happens at grocery stores more than other retailers because the carts get used more and get taken out to the parking lot more often where they get banged up and so forth. Do you believe that? I don't. I believe they build in that funky wheel just to annoy us. A guy in Washington, D.C. is suing Powerball and the Washington, D.C. lottery after they posted the wrong numbers online and he thought he won the $340 million. He matched everything, including the Powerball number. Washington, D.C.'s official lottery site had posted the wrong numbers. They admitted that. So instead of matching all five in the Powerball, he matched none of them. Doesn't sound like the guy's going to get his $340 million. Is he going to get something, though? Does he have a case? Or should he shrug it off and just move on? Shrug it off and move on. You're not going to get that. Going to give you the money. They made a mistake. People make mistakes. People are praising a school bus driver in Kentucky named Larry Farish. What do you hear? Wait until you hear what this guy did. They're praising him for being an outstanding human being. And he is. Listen to what this guy did. He found out a six-year-old on the bus was sad because he didn't have pajamas to wear to a pajama day at school. Larry dropped all the kids off at school, rushed over to a nearby store, bought some pajamas for the kid, and brought them back for him to change into for pajama day. Isn't that a great human being? Just to make one little six-year-old boy not so sad anymore. Made that kid's day, and I'll bet you, that kid remembers that story for the rest of his life. Long after Larry is gone, he'll remember that story, and he'll tell that story to his children and grandchildren someday, how a bus driver bought him pajamas as part of PJ Day. I love that story. That made me feel so good when I was putting this together last night.
That made me feel so good, that story, that there's human beings in this world who'll do something like that. And not just shrug it off and say, get over it. Excellent story. I love that. A couple in California was ordered to pay $1.8 million after they used fireworks on a gender reveal party. You know what gender reveal party is, right? That's when they pop balloons with either blue or, you know, pink powder, or they open up a cake with either blue or pink frosting inside. They do that to reveal whether they're going to have a boy or a girl. All right. This couple used fireworks. And in the end, and while they did that, they started a massive wildfire. This happened in 2020. They burned 22,000 acres of land. And even worse, they killed one person. I mean, they didn't mean to do it, but still, that was the outcome of it. All right, fun fact. The Beatles were once in talks to star in a Lord of the Ring movie with Paul as Frodo, Ringo as Sam, George as Gandalf, and John as the Golem. They even approached Stanley Kubrick to direct it. J.R.R. Tolkien said no. I'm not going to use the Beatles in my Lord of the Rings. He should have done it. Feeling stressed out? Maybe this will work for you. Your brain has to work a lot harder to argue with someone than to agree with them. I agree with that. In fact, researchers say that when you agree with someone, your brains basically sync up with a, quote, musical duet that you feel calmer. I agree. When I argue with somebody, it sucks the life out of me to argue with them. I don't do it that much anymore. I used to do it more. And I learned it from my mother because she worked for the Department of Consumer Affairs, and her job is to argue with everybody all day long to get victims' rights. You know, people were screwed by the company, and her job is to call the company and get it righted. She had somewhat, a little power, not a lot of power, but she did it. And I think that's where I learned all my arguing from my mother. She argued with everybody that wronged her. She didn't shrug anything off. Would you be interested in having a robot pet that would never die? Survey of 6,000 Americans. 23% said yes. I wouldn't. I feel terrible once. I got my daughter. She wanted a dog in the worst way. And I had just gotten over dogs all my life. And she wanted a dog. And I said, all right, let's get her this robotic little dog here. And I saw her walking down the street with this battery-operated dog once, and I felt terrible. And just at that time, we found a dog, a little Pomeranian. Somebody had dropped off on a street corner, and I said, let's keep it. I felt so terrible. She had that little, you know, mechanical dog. She was walking down, treating it like a real dog, and I said, no, every kid should have a dog. And we had that Pomeranian for about 13, 14 years. Great dog. Great, great dog. But the problem with where robotic dogs don't die, real dogs do, and they break your heart every time when they die, but they get a short shelf life. There's a Reddit post going viral where a woman posted about her husband's controversial technique to cool off hot pizza. This sounds gross. He runs it under cold water, then eats it. People not reacting well at all. Running it under... Ah, don't you wash off all the sauce and fixings on the pizza? Ugh, that was disgusting. Anyway, her husband loves it. Good for him. Everybody should be happy. Sunny today with a high near 49 degrees. Increasing cloudiness, lows around 35 tonight. Partly sunny, highs near 43 tomorrow. Right now, clear 26 degrees at WRJN, a Civic Media station. I'm Don Rosen. Coming up at 7:06, we're talking videos, DVDs, Blu-rays, VHS. There's a relic from the past, huh? And also, we're talking laser discs. Remember those? Short-lived laser discs? They actually had something called Needle Vision, too, from RCA, where they actually, it was like a record. You put the needle on it and played a video. It didn't last long because they got ruined real quickly. Needle Vision stuff didn't work. They didn't call it Needle Vision. I'm using that term. I forget what they called it at the time. It was like a laser disc, but without a laser. It was just a needle. 6:19.
You're listening to News, Talk, and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
People we meet, paths we take, and decisions we make are at the center of the heartfelt romantic comedy Now and Then, opening this Friday at the Racine Theatre Guild. It's 1981, and as Jamie is closing the bar, a desperate last-minute customer offers him and his girlfriend $2,000 to sit and have a drink with him. Who wouldn't take it? As they swap stories, the unbelievable truth about this man is slowly revealed. Call the box office, 633-4218, or racinetheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt Nair on Air.
WRJN, Hometown Radio, refreshed on your Tuesday. Tuesday morning. I get so confused on the dates because I work far in advance on some of these things I do. And I get all screwed up on the dates on it there. But yeah, this is we're good now. We're good. All right. I have a list here of actors who couldn't stand working with each other. They include Dustin Hoffman and Meryl Streep on Kramer versus Kramer. Yeah, two really type A personalities there. Reese Witherspoon and Vince Vaughn on Four Christmases. They probably realized the picture was a dud. They couldn't stand working with each other. Winona Ryder and Gary Oldman on Bram Stoker's Dracula. Charlize Theron and Tom Hardy on Mad Max Fury Road. David Duchovny and Gillian Murphy on The X-Files. Really? Because they worked with each other for years on that TV show. They didn't work well on the movies, huh? And Rachel McAdams and Ryan Gosling on The Notebook. Even though they dated afterwards, they couldn't work together. Want to hear some people I couldn't work with over the years in radio? Actually, I worked with everybody. Yeah, you have disagreements with coworkers, you know, but you don't, you know, hold on to it forever. A romance writer named Susan Meechan allegedly died by suicide in October of 2020. Well, then she posted on social media she's alive and well in a better place and will be writing again. I guess she got better, right? Yeah, committed suicide and got better. Odd but true. This study first came out in 2019, but it's making the rounds once again. It claims that women can smell the difference between single men and those with a partner. Really? Can you do that? I can't do it. You can smell the difference. Who came up with that? So can you, ladies? Can you do that? A 55-year-old man accidentally left a roadside bathroom break without his wife
and he thought she was in the back seat. He drove 100 miles before he realized she wasn't there. The woman didn't have a phone or any money, so she decided to start hoofing it on foot because she didn't want to stand around waiting for the, you know, on the side of the road. She walked 13 miles before finding a police station at 5 a.m. Oh, this was in the middle of the night. There aren't any specific details on how they reunited, but it sounds like the police were able to get the man and have him pick up his wife. Whoa, how can you not know that? Now, I will tell you once, we were driving through Georgia, and my daughter was only, I think, 2 months old, not even. And we were going on a little vacation down to the Georgia coast, I think Hilton Head Island. No, it wasn't Hilton Head. It was, it doesn't matter. It was on the Georgia coast. And we stopped to get gas and stuff, and we took her out in her little drive seat, whatever that was, so we can straighten up the back. We got in the car ready to drive away. We didn't drive. But we sat in the driver's seat and realized she was on the roof of the car. I'm going to just chalk it up to we were new parents. And we weren't used to thinking about anybody else other than ourselves. And I remember we said, Stacy's on the roof! And there she was, baking in the sun on the roof of the car. We quick got her strapped into her, you know, car seat. Well, she was in a car seat. It's one of those ones you can take in and out. And we strapped it in. I said, oh. I was shaking the whole time. What if we had driven away and she flew off the roof of the car? Oh, and I guess it happens with new parents. I mean, you're not used to thinking about anybody other than yourself. And you got to start thinking about other people, like your babies. People online are talking about uncommon things that should become normalized, like eating out alone. Remember that movie, The Lonely Guy with Steve Martin? He sat down, they removed all the other place settings on the thing, and everybody was staring at him. Changing careers in midlife. People do it. Affection between men or between different sexes that's purely platonic. Yeah, you can have a friend, give a friend a peck on the cheek, and, you know, nothing wrong with that, I guess. I wouldn't do it. Genuine interactions between people who are not interrupted by cell phones. A four-day work week. My son-in-law's got a four-day work week. But he works like 10 hours a day for the other days. Splitting the check on dates. Well, I went out to have lunch with a good friend of mine yesterday. We split the check. We got separate checks. Taking your own food to a party or an outing, especially for allergies and food intolerances. Yeah, I have no problem with people doing that. I heard a great story last night on World News Tonight on ABC. Makes you feel good about the human race. This woman was on an Alaska Airlines flight. And she worked for a zoo. And they were bringing up eggs from flamingos. These were flamingo eggs. And she had it in a portable incubator. For some reason, the portable incubator failed. And she asked the flight attendant, can you help me here? Do you have any ideas what I can do? I can't let these, there are six eggs here, and they're almost ready to hatch, and I can't let this incubator, you know, they got to stay warm. The flight attendant sprung into action. She took some rubber gloves, filled them up with warm water, tied them, and put them in the incubator to keep the eggs warm. A short time later, when they, you know, got to the zoo, every one of those eggs hatched. And these little furry, unrecognizable flamingos, they didn't look like flamingos then, popped out. And they had contests at the zoo to see what to name the first five. The sixth one was left up to the flight attendant to name. She brought her granddaughter with her. Her granddaughter's name was Sunny. And she said, I'll name it Sunny. And there they were together, the two Sunnies, the little baby Sunny and the flamingo Sunny. Well, now they're kind of grown up. They're going to start getting their pink feathers real soon. But thank you to that flight attendant. Quit thinking. Save the lives of six flamingos who wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for that flight attendant's quick thinking. Fill some rubber gloves with warm water and put them in the incubator. Keep them warm. And they did. They hatched. Now they're happy little flamingos. They look cute, too. They got those big beaks that flamingos have. It looks odd on a little baby flamingo. And they didn't have their pink feathers yet. But
What a good human. That's two good human being stories this morning. I love it. Sunny with a high near 49 today. Partly sunny, highs near 53 tomorrow. Right now, clear in 26 degrees. We have some tickets to give away to Gabriel Iglesias coming to the State Fair. We'll do that in the next half hour. Right here at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station.
Is news, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha. WRJN, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Well, here we sit on the 20th of February with little to no snow across the state of Wisconsin. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. I know it's something farmers are already talking about. Is this a precursor to a drought year for the growing season 2024? You know, those water levels matter not only in our soils, but also in our rivers. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says, right now, as far as barge traffic is concerned, our water levels are okay.
Well, right now, river levels, for the most part, are fairly good shape. And you know, obviously, we'll see things. We'll need to really kind of focus on the weather as we go forward. But, you know, you go look at, you know, where Memphis is, which is a major focus point, currently running fairly well above its necessary, you know, depth levels. That was the big focus over here in the fall. Right now, though, the Mississippi River seems to be okay, at least in the southern part where we're moving things up and down the river to get things to the ports at this time frame, as well as things coming back up north, you know, getting ready for the spring planting window.
That's John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. I guess the good news is there is rain in the forecast beginning front part of next week. Markets and overnight electronic trade getting back to business after a three-day weekend. Right now, the good news is corn and soybeans trading higher. Numbers are next. Fabulous Farm Babe, glad to be joined in studio today by Doug Munson. He is the gentleman that is working in conjunction with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board to make things happen here in the state of Wisconsin. What starts in Wisconsin can have a ripple effect across the United States.
That's what we always hope for, is what are those ripple effects? You know, for every dollar that's invested, it's a return of $12.34. You know, how those investments really bring value, they can be debated or they can be looked at in many different ways. Biodiesel brings, I think we say over a dollar now, you know, years ago before inflation, we'll say, it was 63 cents to a bushel of soybeans that brought that value. Whether it's 63 cents or it's $1.34, which we've heard as high as that amount, that's a huge amount of value to your bushel of soybeans. So those are the things that are ripple effects, right? That can start in Wisconsin or sometimes at the national level, but have big impact in the world of soybean.
Doug Munson, in studio with me on behalf of the Wisconsin Soybean Association and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, the financial driving force behind our research that's done here in the state of Wisconsin. For more, pop on over to cornsoyexpo.org. All right, in overnight electronic trade, as we start off a Tuesday morning, right now we've got December new crop corn up a penny at 460, November new crop beans up a nickel right now at 1154. Wheat is still a little softer, July contracts down 2.5 right now, 559 a bushel. The March class 3 milk currently a penny higher, 1685. The April milk unchanged at 1709 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling into the trade session after the three-day weekend. For more farm news anytime you need it, go to MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Sunny and mild today. We'll get to 50 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15 here today. Tonight, partly cloudy, 34. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 52. And then on Thursday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high right around 49. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
I'd like to own a second NBA team in Miami, Florida. The only reason I'd like to do it is to do the press conferences. When they say, well, what's the name of your team? And I would say, well, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. And then I would sell the team right after the press conference and be talked about for several days. Being from Miami, I don't know a lot about winter sports, but I was watching women's curling one night. I turned it on late, so I missed the explanation as to what they were trying to accomplish, but I think I picked that up from watching. There's one woman, she skates really slowly. And she's holding onto that weird round rock with a handle on it. And she has a look in her eyes. I'm not sure, but I think if a bird flew in front, it would burst in flames. It's the most intent glare a human being is capable of conjuring up. And then eight women scream at the top of their lungs for 2 minutes straight. Go the left! Go the left! Take it alive! Go the left! Go the left! It's quite relaxing. It's sort of like watching The View. I like The View. I like the women on The View. I just want to hear them one at a time. It's hard to pierce through the cacophony.
City cop Eddie Money, take me home tonight at WRJN Radio. Where it's time to take a look at some local news right now from Stuart J. Waddles. He's our news director. He's watching things at our news center this morning. Today is primary election day. Not everyone needs to vote, though. If you haven't been paying attention, you can see if you have a ballot and what's on it at myvote.wi.gov. Voters in the local primaries will narrow down to the list of candidates for various local offices today, such as school board, county board, village board, and mayoral positions. Milwaukee and Kenosha also narrowing down the mayor's races with 9 names on the Kenosha ballot, 3 in Milwaukee. The top 2 finishers in the primaries will advance to the April elections. We're also looking at aldermen in our area as well. During a meeting yesterday, the Racine Unified School District Board authorized an additional $7 million in funding for the planned expansion of Olympia Brown. The expansion aims to transition the school from an elementary to a K-8 school by August 2025. $1 billion school referendum was passed in Racine several years ago. The arrest of a Racine County Sheriff's deputy on child pornography possession charges has prompted the DA to review cases in which he was involved that could lead to the dismissal of multiple charges. Prosecutors are evaluating the impact of Preston Kite's arrest on his credibility and are considering their next steps, having already dropped one case involving drug-related felonies.
Kites was involved in several other felony cases, a misdemeanor case, two ordinance violations, and 58 traffic tickets. Kites being held in the Kenosha County Jail. And calendars can get updated for a summer celebration. The Henry Meyer Festival Park in Milwaukee will host Pride Fest on Thursday, June 6th through Saturday, June 8th. Milwaukee Pride Incorporated made the announcement yesterday. Milwaukee's 2024 festival season starts with Pride Fest, with over 40,000 people showing up for last year's event. And those are the stories we're keeping an eye on today in our news center. Stuart J. Waddles watching our news today. He'll have updates and new stories to add all throughout the day today. Speaking about the elections, today is primary election day. And if you want to listen to all four candidates running for the fourth Aldermanic district, you can. What we're doing is we interviewed all four candidates, and you can hear them on our podcast. We made it real easy for you. If you go to WRJN's Facebook page, scroll down, and eventually you'll find the links to all four interviews. We interviewed each candidate during the 7 o'clock hour each day. We gave them different days. And so you can listen to all four candidates here and make your choices today. Today is primary election day here in Racine. All right. Let's see what we got here for you now. I got to mention this real quickly here for you. Hospice Alliance provides patients facing serious illnesses in southeast Wisconsin with quality end-of-life care. A community-committed, not-for-profit, Hospice Alliance offers supportive care management, always in the forefront of patient-focused care and caregiver support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to give away tickets to Gabriel Iglesias. He's coming to the Wisconsin State Fair on Thursday, August 1st. But tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. You can win a pair of tickets today. That's just in a few minutes from now here at WRJM. Hey, it's 6:40. Thanks for joining us. Sunny with a high near 49 today. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 53 degrees. That sounds nice, huh? Coming up at 7:06, we're talking VHS, Laserdisc, DVD, Blu-ray, and 4K movies. Just when you thought the video rental business was gone, I've got two people who are not giving up on it. And Kenny and Heidi Williams will be in this morning to talk about how they're not giving up. People are renting videos and buying them. And we'll go back to VHS and Laserdisc. Now, I have a ton of Laserdiscs. I brought one in today, the very special one. And I brought a VHS in today, a very special collectible, too. And I'll talk about those later on. But yeah, people are still renting movies. Yeah. You can go to the public library, rent them. You can go to this video store and rent them. And they'll tell you all about that coming up in just a few minutes. A lot of people still into, you know, vinyl at this point. We got a brand new record player right in the studio. Just got it. Brand new. So on Sunday mornings, Lou Regani could play, he heads back sometimes in a lot of music that probably is not available on DVD. And we have bought a record player for him so we can, Music of the Stars on Sunday morning across the Civic Media Network. That's pretty good, huh? All right. Parking rage. You ever get parking spot rage? Ugh. I've seen videos online about that. People are really vicious over parking spots. Two drivers in Ireland settled their dispute over a parking space with a game of rock, paper, scissors. Somebody in a nearby car filmed it. My father once, we were in Coney Island. We used to stop by and get hot dogs there at Coney Island, walk around during the day sometime. So anyway, we're in Coney Island in Brooklyn, and my father pulls into a space, and this woman is pulling in on the opposite side where you're not supposed to be pulling into the space. The spaces were on this side. She's going the wrong direction. And my father pulls in halfway, and the woman pulls in halfway to the space. And my father's not moving, shuts off his engine. He said, I'll wait till she moves. And she screamed, I got kids in the car. And my father says, well, I was in here first. You saw me. You're coming up the wrong direction in that lot. And I was halfway into the space when you decided to quickly pull in. She goes, well, I'm staying here. My father says, I have all day. So we waited only about 10 minutes, and she pulled out, and she went somewhere else. Thinking back, maybe my father should have given her the space. He was right, though. He was halfway in when she decided to pull in, and she came from the wrong direction on the other side where this, you're not supposed to come. So wasn't any rage. It was just my father wouldn't give in. He just turned off his engine and sat there. Yeah, in retrospect, maybe should have given. She did have screaming kids in the car, by the way. A woman in Florida, and by the way, this was back in the mid-60s. This was not, you know, not recently. Nobody could have videotaped it. A woman in Florida got her engagement ring back 20 years after she flushed it down the toilet. Happened at a guy's parents' house right after they got engaged. She took it off to wash her hands and knocked it in the toilet bowl. She accidentally cleaned out the septic. She actually cleaned out the septic tank looking for it back then. Never found it. But a plumber did last month while replacing their toilet. The guy's parents cleaned it up and gave it to her as a surprise Christmas gift. After all those years in the toilet, even if you clean it up, I'm not sure if I would have wanted it back. You ever have negative thoughts? And by the way, everybody does. The average person has 11 negative thoughts every day. The most common ones, I didn't earn enough. I'm overweight. I'm not looking good. I wish I'd never done that. Oh, yeah. If those are negative thoughts, I've had them. Feeling old? Well, this might do the trick. Albums celebrating milestone anniversaries this year, including albums that turned, 51 years old this year. Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, Queen's debut album called Queen, turned 51. There's a Def Leppard album called Pyromania, and U2's War turned 41. Wow. I felt old before I heard that. Now I feel really old. All right. Let's feel young again. Guy in Italy had more than $20,000. Oh, this guy. You got to feel bad for this guy, this story. What do you hear this? A guy in Italy had more than $20,000 in bonds and was worried burglars might find them. So he hid them in the chimney. Didn't tell his wife. She burned them, starting a fire for the holidays. The bonds, $20,000, up in smoke, gone forever. First of all, why would you hide them in a chimney that you use? That's got to be stupid. And then you don't tell your wife about it. Oh, we learned a lesson here. I'm not quite sure what it is, but there is a valuable lesson to be learned there. Last year marked 100 years since the construction of the Hollywood sign, 125 years since the city of New York was officially formed, 101 years since a taxi, checker taxi, first hit the streets of New York, 101 years since Disney was founded, 101 years since AT&T released the first radio advertisement, 75 years since NASCAR was founded in Daytona Beach, Florida. They ran the Daytona 500 yesterday. They had to run it with a caution flag at the end. I don't like that. 70 years since Chevrolet displayed the very first Corvette sports car in New York City. 60 years since the Beatles released their first single, Please Please Me, in America. That was the first single? I thought it was Love, Love Me Do. And 50 years since the launch of Skylab, the first U.S. space station. Remember Skylab? It came crashing down to Earth. And it was in Australia. And they were having the Miss America pageant in Australia, or Miss Universe pageant. Not Miss America. Miss Universe pageant. And Bob Barker was the host, and they brought a piece of Skylab on the stage. I remember that. Wow. Wasn't up there that long, Skylab. It went up and fell down to Earth real quickly. We do have some tickets to give away right now. Want to do this now? Okay, we'll do this right now. Coming up, where is it? Right here. This year's Wisconsin State Fair is going to be a bit fluffy. Comedy superstar Gabriel Iglesias hits the main stage. And this will be on Thursday, August 1st. Get ready for a night of nonstop gut-busting laughter you won't want to miss. We played a bit of Gabriel Iglesias early on. Tickets go on sale this Friday, February 23rd at 10 a.m. But guess what? You can win a pair of tickets right now by calling 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. Gabriel Iglesias returns to the Wisconsin State Fair Thursday, August 1st. Save the date, mark your calendars, and remember, every day this week, we're giving away tickets, okay? Let's give them away right now. And, hi, what's your name, first name?
Mark.
Mark! You want to go see Gabriel Iglesias, have a good time at the Wisconsin State Fair?
Absolutely, I do.
All right, that sounds like the right attitude to have. Hold on the line, we're going to get you those tickets, Mark, all right?
Appreciate it. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, we're going to make sure you have a good time, my friend. All right, hold on there. Mark's our latest winner of tickets to go see Gabriel Iglesias at the Wisconsin State Fair on Thursday, August 1st. Tickets go on sale Friday, but Mark doesn't have to buy a pair. He's getting a free pair.
648 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed. Here we are.
To WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Milwaukee that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 262-970-5777 and press 0 to apply. That's 262-970-5777 and press 0.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Alfheim, Saturday afternoons at 2 and Sunday afternoons at 1 on AM 1400 and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
This morning, 6:52 at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, where we're going to have a sunny, gorgeous day today, and a high near 49 degrees. Tonight, increasing cloudiness, lows 35, and tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 53. The last few days, a lot of frost on my car in the morning. Just that scraping that frost off. And you should do that, because I see cars driving in the morning with no back window visibility, and it looks like no side view either. You know, they scrape a little hole in the front window so they can see. But now you got to get that cleaned. You know, I don't want you banging into me in the morning. All right. A guy in Massachusetts stopped to get gas so his wife wouldn't have to the next morning. While he was there doing that nice thing for his wife, he bought a lottery ticket, won $1 million. See, that's why it pays to be nice. Not so you can win $1 million, but it pays to be nice anyway. But that's a bonus. Guy walked in and won $1 million just like that. Huh. Never happens to me. Going on a date, this is for you. A dating website recently conducted a survey and found that 45% of people say the second date is the perfect time to have that first kiss. 26% say it's a third date. 15% say, might as well do it on the first date. Get it over with. Break the ice. All that tension. I think all my first dates were the first kiss. Yeah, I'm thinking about all growing up and everything. I think the first dates. I went on a date with Barbara Kirshner once when I was in high school. I asked her. I think she said yes by accident because we went to the movies and she didn't look at me once. I know. I think she, as soon as she said okay, it was like, oh, I should have taken it back. All right. There's an iPhone app called Quit Your Job that helps you craft an I Quit text message and sends it to your boss for you. The company behind it says the app uses technology to ease the pain of quitting. It's available for free in the App Store. I always hated quitting jobs. I felt bad because except for one job I had recently, I never quit in anger. I quit because something else came along or I thought it was time to move on. I always felt bad for the person because I always had good bosses, except one. But I always had relatively good bosses, and I always felt bad leaving, and I felt very depressed when I left the job. I remember my wife saying, but you just took a new job. It's going to be great. Yeah, but I felt bad about leaving. I was always depressed. Maybe I should have used that app. It wasn't around back then. People started feeling too old for work at the age of 41. To work out at the age of 41. The most common reasons we skip exercising. We're too tired. Too much work to do. I was already late. Bad weather. The too tired ones I use. That's the best one to use, too tired. On a related topic, a study looked at data from almost 8 million Americans to figure out when people are the most miserable. The answer is when you're 47.2 years old. Then we start getting happier again. By the time we hit 70, we're just as happy as we were at age 18. Looking forward to that. I can't wait to feel like I was 18 again. I don't know. Was I happy at 18? I think I was. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was. No. Yeah, I was happy at 18. All right. Someone asked etiquette experts to name the 10 rudest things that we can do in someone else's house. These are just four of them. Moving things around, like rearranging cupboards or saying that chair should go right over there. Never had anybody do that to me. Overstaying their welcome. Whether you're there for a party or staying for a full week, be mindful of that. I had that happen. Not, I didn't do it. Somebody else did it at my house. Showing up and then telling them about the dietary restrictions and snooping. Don't rifle through the medicine cabinet or go through any drawers. Drawers and bedside tables are especially off limits. You don't know what you're going to find in those things, right? Now, we didn't do this for people snooping in our house, but we have plastic tarantulas, all these insects. We bought them at Nelson's Variety Stores once. My wife bought all these plastic insects, and we leave them laying around the house to scare each other. And you do scare each other with them. But we have one in the medicine cabinet. It's right by the toothpaste. I see it every morning. But I'm going to leave it there because if we ever have a guest over and they start snooping in the house and we hear a scream, well, no, they were in the medicine cabinet because it looks real. Should cars have a feature that prevents you from speeding? There's a GPS-based way to do it now. Safety officials say they want the government to start incentivizing car companies to use it on all new cars. I don't like that idea because there were times you have to speed up this for safety purposes. Odd but true, the first man to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel and survive died 15 years later. He slipped on an orange peel and got an infection. Odd. But it is true. That's exactly what happened. All right. It's 6:58 at WRJN Radio. Coming up in just a moment, we'll be talking to the Williams family. We have Kenny and Heidi Williams going to be in here. They're going to talk about video and their video rental store where they rent VHS cassettes, laser discs, and DVDs, Blu-rays, and 4Ks. But, yeah. Is there a big market for that? All right, we'll find out. Coming up in just a few minutes here at WRJN. Hometown Radio, refreshed, looking for sunshine today with a high near 49. Then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 53. I don't think we're going to have frost on the cards tomorrow. You never can tell, though, right?
the Packers.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260 CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.